Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Invisible Hour, a novel by Alice Hoffman. Read by Jesse Mueller.
I began my life for the second time on a June night in the year I turned 15. My name was still Mia Jacob, and I was still made of blood and bones. But when I stepped into the road on that night, I walked into a different future. I left the way my mother had arrived, alone and in the dark. The moon was yellow, and the woods were pitch black. If you didn't know there were mountains and fields, and that this was Western Massachusetts, you would think you had come to the end of the earth. In some ways that was true, at least for me. I could feel every breath that I took rattle inside my chest. Every heartbeat echoed. Freedom is not what you think it is. It's cold and hard and bright. That was what it felt like to change everything. To pick up the ashes and let them blow in the wind. In the morning, I was to be punished out in the cow field, in front of everyone. A cautionary tale so that one and all could see what happened to anyone who disobeyed. I was meant to beg and plead. I had asked to be forgiven in the past, but I was someone else now. I was the girl who knew how to escape, the one who could become invisible, who believed that a single dream was more powerful than 1,000 realities. They thought I only had a life that I lived here, but I had found other possibilities every time I read a book. They locked me in the barn with the sheep. They told me I should think about what tomorrow would bring. But I had stolen a hammer from the men rebuilding a shed in the farthest field, and I'd left it underneath the hay in the barn. I'd always thought I might need to escape. I worked on the lock for an hour or more, until my hands were blistering and bleeding. Nothing. And then, all at once, the lock came apart in my hands. I was wearing gray overalls and my mother's red boots. I looked like a prisoner, and that was what I'd always believed I was. But not anymore. My long red hair had been cut as a punishment in the spring, when I would not leave my mother's gravesite and had to be torn away, the ferns I'd held on to still in my hands. My hair was too beautiful anyway, that's what they said. Nothing more than a vanity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?